There was a lion who was a lion in the jungle where he was king. He lied, lied, lied. He turned to monkey and said, isn't it funky? Toucan cannot fly. Lion knew it wasn't true. He'd seen toucan flying through the trees so many times. He liked to make up stories riddled with false narratives. Indeed, it's sad but true. Lion lied. Sad to say it, but it is true. Sad but true. Lion lied, lied, lied. It's sad to say it, but it is true. It's sad but true. Lion lied. Monkey shouted, screamed it, howled it, swinging from the trees, singing, toucan cannot fly, until the funky monkey met a chunky hippopotamus who'd just seen toucan soaring through the sky. He said, my dear friend monkey, where did you hear this story? You must know it is hurtful to spread lies. To live in a society, there are standards of morality by which every member should abide. Monkey said, King Lion said so. It's sad but true. Lion lied, lied, lied. It's sad to say it, but it is true. It's sad but true. Lion lied. Well, our friend Toucan heard the story. It had circulated through the jungle far and wide. Toucan cried, it's just not true. No one believed Toucan. They dove into the river to die. But Toucan didn't really die. Toucan only cried and cried as the animals all watched the river rise, rise, rise. Then the chunky hippopotamus said, enough is enough. It's time for us to organize. Through a fact-finding mission, it was determined Lion was a danger to society. He caused confusion with grand illusions, and his kingship was deemed an atrocity. Yes, Lion bullied. He was cruel. He said, all the birds are fools, fools. But the jungle animals all grew tired of his show. They decided it was time for him to go. They said, we don't want a kingdom. We want a true democracy. All agreed, Lion must go. Bella ciao! Now Lion cried, 'cause Lion lied. But nobody could trust that he would ever change. Yes, the king had to leave the jungle. That's why lions live in the savannah. To this day, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, Bella ciao, ciao, ciao.
Lion's Tale is Marco Polo from their release called Mammal Music. Over the break, you heard Axel Kreiger, and before that, the Gay Lads with an oldie, Tell the Children the Truth. The Typewriter was performed by Maurice Abravanel and the Utah Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone here at the Outpost with the kids crew on Zoom. And here with us, we're learning about journalism today on the show. We've learned what journalists do. And now we're going to be joined by a professional journalist. Maria Hinojosa is a Pulitzer Prize and Emmy-winning journalist, as well as the founder, president, and CEO of Futuro Media Group. She's the longtime host of Latino USA on the radio, and she's been a correspondent for numerous television outlets, including PBS, CNN, and HBO. Maria Hinojosa is joining us on Zoom from an airport where she is on a trip as a working journalist. Thank you so much for joining us on the Children's Hour, Maria Hinojosa.
It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
You have a book for kids called Once I Was You. Can you tell us a little bit about that book?
So the book is written for young people. It's based on my adult memoir. And to be honest with you, I was terrified about writing a book for kids. I was so scared. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so hard. I don't want to do this, you know, because we all have things we don't want to do. But, you know, I thought maybe I could write a book for teenagers, like I could talk to teenagers. But the truth is that I realized that I actually want to be speaking to kids before they become teenagers, because I remember how important those years were for me in terms of really trying to figure out like who I was and what mattered. And then I just realized this important fact that for Latinos and Latinas, the most common age right now is 11 years old.
Of all Latinos and Latinas in the United States or in the world or?
In the United States.
What?
We are a very young population. And so I felt really committed to then just telling these stories. And they're not just for Latinos and Latinas, because anyway, Latinos and Latinas are in the United States. These are American stories.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, Illuminata from our kids crew has a review of Once I Was You by our guest, Maria Hinojosa. But before we get there, the kids on the crew have a lot of questions for you.
What inspired you to do journalism?
So the story goes that when I was a kid, there were no women or Latina journalists like on TV or on the radio in the United States that I remember. And so I never thought that I could be a journalist. I loved watching what they did. I was growing up in a very similar time to what kids are growing up now. There was a civil rights era. There was a lot of protesting. It was just a really intense time. And I loved watching journalists, but I never thought I could be one. So listen, kids, that's why it's really, really, really important that if there's something that you want to be and you've never seen it, and you're like, I could never do that. I've never seen anybody who looks like me or sounds like me doing that. It's a normal reaction, but it don't let it stop you. So I think I really decided I wanted to be a journalist. Like I really knew when I did my first internship, right when I graduated from college, and it was at NPR, at National Public Radio. And I was the first Latina hired in the newsroom at NPR. So
when was that?
It was 1985.
Wow.
Is a journalist different than a reporter?
A reporter is somebody who's out doing the work, like what I was doing today, right? Interviewing people, talking to people. A journalist might be a senior producer, a reporter, a senior editor, an editor-in-chief, but all of it starts by being a reporter. You have to know how to be a reporter, which means you have to know how to be on the street doing the work of journalism, which is talking to people everywhere, anytime, about anything.
How do you get started with journalism?
If you wanted to do journalism, there are a lot of people who do kind of student journalism, right? You could start being a journalist, a reporter in your school. You know, you could say, I want to do a story about my fellow students and their favorite bagels. And so I'm going to research all of the bagel shops in New Mexico and find out, you know, which ones have the most interesting taste. And you could just start reporting about that, you know, find out where the bagel stores are, find out which students have gone to bagel stores, what their favorite bagels are. That's what a journalist does. We ask the five W's: who, what, when, where, and why.
We have a lot more coming up with Maria Hinojosa on the Children's Hour. But first, there were other women who were groundbreaking journalists in American history in addition to our guest, Maria Hinojosa. This is a story about Nellie Bly, sung by Ellis Paul from The Hero in You, right here on the Children's Hour.
Nellie Bly was just a girl born into a world when little girls barely mattered. See, even women couldn't vote. Their jobs just left them broke, sewing clothes and stirring batter. Well, Nellie didn't think it was right. She took up a pen to fight for women's rights, and she told the whole world what it's all about.
Nellie Bly, she was sly, and like a private eye, she went undercover into a woman's mental ward. See, her pen was like a sword. She played sick to be among the others.
Because the patients, they weren't being treated right, she stayed in there for 10 long days and nights. And then she told the whole world what it's all about. In a race around the world, taking trains and ships on steam power. She sailed the China Sea with her little pet monkey, meeting kings and getting flowers. Arabia, Hong Kong, Singapore, in 72 days she was on American shores, telling the whole wide world what it's all about.
That was Ellis Paul right here on the Children's Hour. We're learning about journalism today on the show, and who better to learn from than groundbreaking journalist Maria Hinojosa. She's an award-winning journalist of both radio and television, and she's with us today on Zoom. The kids still have a lot more questions for you. Let's take it over to Beth.
Was it hard being the first Latina journalist? And if so, how did you push through?
You know, when I was asked that question after I wrote the book, and people were like, was it hard? And I was like, look, it was a recession, and it was my first job out of college. I was waiting tables before that. So the most important thing to me was, I have a job, and I can say to my papá, papi, tengo trabajo, you know, going to college, doing all of this was worth it. I have a job as a journalist. And then being the first one, I mean, I was just like, I totally felt like a fish out of water. But I also knew it was an extraordinary opportunity. And then what happened, something very important that I also write about in the book, which is I understood I had privilege. So it wasn't money. It wasn't that I grew up in a rich family where it's like, oh, they're privileged kids. They get anything they want. No. Privilege meant understanding that I was one of very few people who got to work at a place like NPR. And therefore, because I understood my privilege, I have a responsibility to represent in this newsroom and to be the best journalist. And to me, that also meant bringing myself, my full self, into the newsroom, which also meant I was reporting about communities that I cared about and knew about, but that were not often heard from. So it's the thing that keeps me going all the time is understanding this very core thing, which is a privilege and a responsibility, and how that lights a fire in your belly that keeps you going even when you're tired.
How and why did you start Latino USA?
So I didn't start it. It was started by Maria Emilia Martin. But at that time, because I was the only Latina reporter at NPR, they asked me if I would anchor the show. And that was almost 30 years ago. Everybody was like, oh, what a cute little show. It'll be around for, you know, a couple of years, maybe 5 years. And we are 30 years on the air in May.
Wow. Congratulations.
It's really beautiful because I think what it shows to me is that we just never gave up. We always felt this deep responsibility. And we were really smart because the Latino, Latina, Latinx, Latine population, you know, right now is the second largest voting population in the United States. So it's a very important part of the US population. And I'm glad that I know something about it.
Wow, we are too. And being here in New Mexico, which is a majority minority state, and a state with a very large Latina and Latino and Hispanic community, we really appreciate your good work because your voice has lifted up other voices just like yours, and you continue to do that. It's really a gift. Thank you.
I just want you to know that New Mexico was actually really important in my life. Things happened to me in New Mexico that changed my life. I ended up driving across the country when I was younger, around 26, and I saw for the first time the mountains of New Mexico, the first time I ever went camping. I have very deep memories of journalism conferences in New Mexico, reporting in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. So I just want you to know that New Mexico actually is a place that is very important to a lot of people. And if you want to talk politics, a lot of people are watching New Mexico.
Our guest has been Maria Hinojosa. You know her from NPR and so many other places. She is a pioneer in journalism, and you can learn a lot more about her. No matter your age, she has a children's book out. It's a chapter book called Once I Was You.
Finding my voice and passing the mic.
And that is what you have done for so many people. We want to thank you for being with us today on the Children's Hour. Thank you so much, Maria Hinojosa.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Whoa, work to be done. Whoa, work to be done. Early morning to the setting sun. We got so much work to be done. Whoa, work to be done. Whoa, work to be done. Might as well have some fun. We got so much work to be done. Whoa, work to be done. Whoa, work to be done.
Creola Johnson sang her story. Time flies fast on hope and glory.
Whoa, work to be done. Whoa, work to be done.
The song will be a bellwether when we all sing together.
Whoa, work to be done. Whoa, work to be done.
Bring your hammer, bell, and song when we work and sing along.
Whoa, work to be done. Whoa, work to be done. Whoa, work to be done. Whoa, work to be done.
That's Wendy and DB. Today, we're learning about journalism on the Children's Hour.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.